Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Becca Means. The scripture is Romans chapter 6.
When we commit our lives to Jesus Christ, we lose our old self, meaning we become dead to sin. That body of sin is buried so that we may be freed from it. When we belong to sin, we are free from being moral and good. And what did we gain from the things we are now ashamed to admit to? Most of us think of freedom as being able to do whatever we want, to not follow the rules, to say and think whatever we feel, to make decisions with no consequences. To follow Christ, we must follow the rules, His rules. These rules are not meant to bound or enslave us, but to free us from the hold that sin has over our lives. We are sinners. We are going to sin. But that sin does not have power over us. We do not have to live under the pressure, anxiety, fear, or embarrassment of our past because Jesus did the heavy lifting for us. In Christ, we find a new identity, one that is full of grace. This does not mean we continue to sin because we know that God's grace is abundant. This means we embrace His grace so that we may extend the same kind of grace to others. Yes, there are people in our lives who are difficult and haven't earned or don't deserve our grace. But the truth is, we are capable of giving grace more than someone has earned or deserves. A wage is a fixed amount for what you earn, but a gift is something outside of what you earn. We earned nor deserved any of what Christ did for us, yet it was a gift from God so that we may have a direct relationship with Him through Jesus Christ, full of goodness and grace. God sees us by the lens of His Son. May we also seek to see others through the lens of Jesus. Because of His sacrifice, we are dead to all things that disqualify us. I'd like to share a quote I heard recently. "The past is gone, sin is dead, and we can walk in new life like Jesus." Now that we are freed from sin, we are given a new identity in Christ. Dear Lord, thank You for new life. Thank You for the abundance of grace that You pour over us day after day. May we seek to show that grace to others and to see others through the lens of Jesus. We ask that You fill us with Your Spirit so that we may show that grace to those that don't deserve it, as You did for us when we did nothing to earn it. It is in Your gracious and holy name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.